$2.77 a share. This week, Boeing unveils its 787. It's also 2 years since Jim McInerney took over the company and has seemingly made it fly right. Phil LeBeau is on the money tonight.
As Boeing prepares to debut its new 787 Dreamliner, the company has seldom flown higher. Orders for the new plane are pouring in. Boeing's stock is close to an all-time high, and CEO Jim McInerney has revitalized the company once in crisis.
When you look at how far Boeing has come, you've got to put it in McInerney's hands. It's all about how carefully they marketed the 787 and how well planned they went after a segment of the market that Airbus ignored. But history shows now that all the airlines are waiting for Boeing to step forward.
McInerney took over Boeing after its two previous CEOs, Harry Stonecipher and Phil Condit, resigned following scandals. At the time, Airbus and its massive A380 easily collected more orders than Boeing, and the outlook was subdued at best. But since then, Boeing's taken off. Dreamliner orders soared as airlines and leasing companies lined up for the composite-based plane that will be 20% more fuel efficient. To date, Boeing's 651 Dreamliner orders are almost four times more than Airbus's A380, which has been delayed due to production problems. And Boeing's stock has surged more than 48%, fifth best in the Dow over the last 2 years, and easily better than the index's 30% return.
While Boeing may be on top right now, Jim McInerney's next challenge is taking the company even higher. That means not only making sure the 787 launch and deliveries go as planned, but also preparing his company for the next down cycle in the aircraft industry.
Boeing, I think, has already led the way when it comes to dampening the cycles of the industry because they've allowed people to book options and delivery positions that aren't necessarily hard financial commitments. So they already have a mechanism, and I think they're fine-tuning that, but they're already making a lot of progress.
The right man at the right time for a company finally getting things right. On the Money, Phil LeBeau, CNBC, Chicago.